This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Loose Units, Loose Ends, the weekly spin-off podcast, which is finally being recorded in the same room at the same time. I'm Paul. That's John. Currently, we are hunched over Dad's kitchen counter doing the last podcast we're doing in person until we do a live show in December. Now, we'd like to start with a bit of a shout out because a friend of the show has done something very nice. Let me just set this up. So a couple of days ago, I received a package from one of our listeners. He's on Instagram at Braden Makes Things. That's B-R-A-Y-D-E-N. We're going to post a link on the Facebook page. Anyway, he sent something to me and Dad, and mine arrived a little early, and I was standing there inspecting it. Tegan comes in from work, and I turn around holding a very large knife with a big grin on my face. At that point, it probably would have been understandable to think, hey, he's flipped. He's finally snapped. Turns out Braden is basically an old school blacksmith and he forged me a kitchen knife and a paring knife. And Dad, he did the same for you, correct?
Mm. And I was a little bit upset because you got yours first. You find that funny, do you? I wanted to sort of do a sort of a conjoined opening.
That would mean we'd have to
Siamese twins.
Yeah, that's to separate them. Yeah.
And also, and speaking about words that I use also before we go into this even further.
Mm.
I used, when I was talking about the dried chicken feet,
yes,
attaching them to a chopstick and using it as a back scratcher.
I remember, yes.
Which I think's probably never been done.
With good reason, but please continue.
And I used the word brevity.
In what context?
Well, I referred to brevity as being sort of light and loose, and, but I used the wrong word. I should have used, so this person pointed out, levity. In fact, I probably wouldn't have used, if I wasn't going to use brevity, which was the wrong word, I probably wouldn't have used levity either. I'd use another word.
Brevity is a word that I do not associate with you.
Yeah. What do you, can you expand on that?
You talk a lot, and that's good because that is the...
I love talking.
It's the source of combustion which fuels this podcast.
I absolutely love loose ends.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the etymology.
Mm-hmm.
Is it etymology or entomology?
I think entomology might be bugs.
Cool. Well, I was thinking about the etymology.
I was thinking about the entomology, but that's a different topic. Go on.
But I was thinking about, you know, the word loose, or two words, loose ends. Loose hyphen ends, isn't it?
No.
Just two words.
Yeah.
And...
See, this is why I can't say brevity is something that you do.
Paul, okay, so...
We're trying to thank Braden.
No, but this I've got the classic Braden story, and it's slightly embarrassing.
Classic Braden.
So mine, I got them last week. I walked into the post office.
Yep.
And picked up a very large box, but I knew what was inside.
Mm.
But actually, I didn't know there were two knives, which is incredible.
Didn't you?
No.
Well, the thing is, if you leave a knife alone for long enough, it kind of, you know...
Mm.
Gives birth to baby knives.
Anyway, so listeners, it's a cracking yarn. I sent the lovely Braden a photograph of me holding the box just up in the street.
Uh huh.
I hadn't even opened it.
Okay.
I was that excited. I then called him, and he was so excited, which is a reaction that I think everyone I've ever called, because I do birthday shout outs and things.
You can't tell people you do that because you set a dangerous precedent.
Yeah, but I do. And he was so excited. He was slightly, he didn't know what to say. But here's the Well, I get home, the knives are, because I go to knife shows.
Do you?
I love knives.
When did you, what?
Yeah. And you get to see some fascinating people at knife shows.
I bet you do.
No, really interesting.
Escapees? Circus acts?
It's fascinating.
Yeah.
And then I read Braden's lovely note. And in the note, he made reference to a wooden bowl.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, my heart stopped. Do you know what I'd done?
You'd left it in the...
I'd thrown it out.
Oh, my God.
Listeners, I was so excited about the knives.
That you ignored the handcrafted wooden bowl in the... Yeah.
I didn't even... Because I looked inside. It was a huge box. And there was lots of unusual shapes, which I think he'd done in a way strikes me as being somewhat fastidious.
Mm.
And he used all these different shapes and folded sort of bits of cardboard to make a, sort of a very pleasant interior to house the two knives. Now, we have a very, very unusual situation where we live, listeners. We have our, and I'm prone to exaggeration, but I'm not joking. Our rubbish, we have rubbish guys, not rubbish guys, but guys in rubbish trucks come down into our street every single day. Did you know that, Paul? 7 days a week, we have our rubbish collected.
Yeah.
Unprecedented.
Why is that?
Because it's just that type of area.
Huh.
And I thought, shit, I'm fucked. I am.
So
because they, I ran out.
Yeah,
because
in a less odd suburb, the garbage pickup would be so infrequent that there's no chance of it being, you know, bin.
Correct.
Okay.
So I'm rifling through the bin.
As you do.
And I retrieved the big box. And there, weirdly, was this extraordinary bowl. And it had this very, very unusual shape, like a thing attached to the bowl. At first, I thought it was someone's, possibly Braden's thumb, that he actually chopped off and left it there attached to the bowl.
So you think Braden would chop his thumb off by accident and then look at it and go, yeah, that's fine, and then seal it up in the box with 9 fingers. Fucking hell.
But anyway, here we are.
Explain what it is. Like
it's so fascinating because what it is, it's actually a carved witchetty grub that's gnawing the side of the bowl.
Yeah.
And I think that's... Look, he's brilliant.
He gave me a honey pot with a dripper thing. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and now to move on to something else that's a little bit weird. And Paul, I'd like your opinion. And to shame Tegan is not here. We were hoping to have Tegan live this morning. But
well, actually, just quickly regarding Braden, he says here that he does commissions. So you can head across to his Instagram and commission a blacksmith and carpenter and maker of things to actually do you something. Now, Dad, you have a meteorite in the corner.
I do. Paul, that's incredible.
Yes, but I was thinking, how cool would it be to get Braden to forge that into something?
You are an ideas person.
Like a weapon of some sort?
Not always good ideas, but on this occasion you've
like a blade to kill the Witch King or something. You know, it takes a magic, like an enchanted weapon to kill, you know, forge it into a bullet that can kill Satan or something. Anyway, Braden, if you want to make a Satan-killing bullet, or anyone else, if you want to commission Braden, because seriously, these knives are incredible. We will post photos and footage of them on the Facebook page. He really just said, hey, I forge things. I'd like to make you guys some kitchen knives. And it's been this kind of lovely ongoing saga. And honestly, just about the nicest thing that's ever been.
And he also talks about the different timbers used and where they came from. And one of the handle on my knife comes from a burl.
Of a coolbar tree.
Yep.
Yep. Beautiful.
Which reminds me of that song.
Burly Burl Burl by The Wanderers. Anyway, we're both quite tired. Dad, what were you going to say before Tegan?
So, listeners, well, it's a shame Tegan's not here because I was really looking forward to her input this morning because she brings a touch of levity.
And professionalism.
Yep. She's very professional. So, listeners, here's something. And Paul, again, like with all our podcasts, Paul has got no idea about anything I'm about to say, which slightly sometimes worries Paul. So I'm running on Bondi Beach this morning. And I'd like your feedback on this particular thing, Paul. So, and I'm pretty keen with my jogging.
Mm.
And the question I'd like to ask the listeners and you is it cool to stop someone running and ask them to take their photograph?
Is this a listener?
No.
So, hang on.
But they may be listeners in the future because the whole story is quite fascinating.
Oh, okay. So,
But just honestly, I mean, answer... I mean, I'm jogging on Bondi Beach this morning, and I'm in the groove, and I'm running into a strong wind.
Are you listening to music at that point?
No, I don't, because I'd hate to lose my buds in the sand.
But that's one. So what a strange way to put that. That is one kind of level. I put headphones on when I exercise so that people don't interrupt me. One of my pet peeves is when someone does that mime gesture to take their headphones out. At that point, I'm like, this had better be important. Typically speaking, it's a charity mugger. But one step back from that, I think, is, was this a tourist asking?
Look, it's a really interesting situation. It's never happened to me in my life. Okay. I would never stop anyone.
Mm.
I mean, down at Manly, where I have got friends down the Manly end, and they'll sometimes wave to me, but no one... I remember I had one complete fucking idiot that I see regularly, and he's... I'm not going to describe the guy because he's just fucked.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
He literally stood in front of me while I was running, stopped me to find out whether I'd like to come. And he said, I've heard you buy antiques.
Is he a friend? Was he?
He's a flip. He's a complete... I'm not even going to start to describe him because I'll be... I don't want to be uncharitable.
Does it bother you that he clearly will... If he listens to this, he will know...
He does not listen to this podcast.
How do you know?
I don't know. But... oh,
my God.
Okay, Paul, listen to me. This is so funny.
Okay.
So it's three women that have just got out of the surf, okay? Middle-aged women. They've got their boards, their rash vests. They're standing there in this sort of, I guess on the Beaufort scale, maybe a 3, which is not that strong.
What do you mean?
Well, the Beaufort scale. 0 is the sea is becalmed. 10, it's a maelstrom of foam.
I thought you, I got mixed up with the Scoville scale. I thought you were rating their hotness. I'm like, that's inappropriate.
I've never even heard of a Scoville scale.
The Scoville, that's the rating for the heat of chilies, the heat level of chilies.
Oh, that's right. But I didn't know that was... used to rate people.
But you're saying, well, it's not, but I'm saying I thought you were being clever.
No, I was being serious. I'm serious because these three women are standing there and they're literally shouting at me from a distance. And as I get closer and closer and closer, and do you know what I said to them?
What?
And I feel really bad about this, listeners, but this story is worth just hang in there. I said, no.
What?
I said, no, I'm not stopping to take your photos. Is that fair? What's your opinion?
Generally speaking, I would just do it and suck it up. Unless that run was really important.
But you would not. Every run's important.
Well, sometimes, for a man who is so sociable, sometimes you border on curmudgeonly.
That's a very good word. And that's a veiled insult, isn't it?
It's not veiled at all.
Paul, you just knocked the fridge, oh, you psycho.
Well, I'm in the kitchen studio and I just reeled backwards.
Oh, you did your rabbit ears.
What?
This.
Oh, my little...
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway, the fridge is off-center now. Anyway, Paul, just tell me seriously. I mean, let's go deep because people will have various opinions.
There are quite a few people in the world will take advantage of the fact that your response typically is to just do the thing. That's how, you know, I said charity mongers before.
Yeah.
They are capitalizing on the fact that people actually will generally stop and talk, right?
Yeah.
But they are also building up a resistance in people to be willing to do that, because now whenever you see someone in a certain type of shirt holding a certain thing on a street corner saying hello, your response is not to stop, it's to keep walking. And that kind of, you know, I think that builds up a bit of a shield around you. So maybe the fact that you don't stop to take this photo for these people, at least not initially, is because you've had some bad encounters in the past.
And I just think it's uncool to stop someone when they're exercising. I think that's weird.
No, I actually...
And it's never happened to me in my life.
Actually agree with it. I'm just saying that I would stop because I would feel kind of obliged.
All right. So listeners, that's part A of the story. I ran to the northern end of Bondi Beach.
Oh, so you kept going?
Yeah, I just said no and kept running.
What, did you say no nicely?
Moderately. But the thing is, then I started to dwell. Uh-huh. And I do internalize and, you know, have lots of conversations while I'm running. And then I'm starting to think, the first thing I thought was, I wonder what these women are saying about me. Because maybe I did come across, you know.
You running going, no, and then continuing.
I don't, Paul. You are prone to exaggeration when you do poor renditions of how I am.
Okay.
So I reached the northern end.
Do an impression of how you think you sounded. Put yourself back in your head. You're running down the beach. You know, you're wearing your onesie, you know.
Paul.
You got your swimming cap on.
I don't wear a onesie.
You're wearing your togs over the onesie for safety. You got your floaties. You're running down Bondi Beach. And three women go, hey, can you take a photo? Hi, can you take a photo of us? And what do you say? How do you say it? Do an impression of that.
No. Anyway.
Okay.
And then I started having second thoughts.
Okay.
I turn. I'm running toward these women, and they're a few hundred meters away. And as I am coming closer and closer, they're trying to take a triple selfie with one of them holding the camera afar from their body. And I felt sad and bad.
How far did you go past them before you turned back?
To the end of the beach.
So how many minutes later is this?
Two.
Did it look like you were running at them?
Or no, two? But then you know what I decided to do?
What?
I stopped.
Okay.
And I said, look, give me a camera. And I'd already thought that, look, they've probably said what a dickhead I am. But I thought, I don't know that. I'm sort of overthinking things. And I do take good photos. And they sensed that they had a... Look.
You cropped them out, didn't you? Beautiful.
No,
landscape.
No. I actually dropped to my knees.
Oh, no.
And to get this really good, really bloody good sort of a shot of them, and took a few shots. I always like to take some sneaky shots so they don't know I'm taking shots. They're the candid shots. And they were just so grateful. And then this is when it gets interesting. As if this isn't interesting enough already, I then gave Loose Units a plug.
Of course you did.
And I'm talking to them about Loose Units. And I said, look, there are three of you. I hope at least one of you remembers. And I went on and on and on about Loose Units. You know, I gave them the stats.
Oh, no.
And just everything. And they're kind of sort of standing there, probably wanting to dry.
Run into the ocean.
No, they'd already come out of the ocean.
Yeah, but they'd go back in if it was bad enough.
Yeah. So, okay, so that's all. I finished my run, went for a swim. I go up. There are literally 500 cars in this car park.
Mm-hmm.
And guess where my ute was parked?
Next to theirs.
Next to one of the ladies.
Okay.
And that was kind of weird. And I looked at her and I said, oh, it's a good thing I stopped and took the photo. And she couldn't see me because the sun was in her eyes. And she was sort of squinting, thinking, who is this person? And I thought, she has to be able to remember me. Then I really went hard with Loose Units, giving her lots and lots of things about live shows. And then... Here is the poetic part and the beautiful part of this story is that it turns out that they have been raising money for, I think it's muscular dystrophy or some major charity. And this was basically, tomorrow's the culmination of this huge, and they're coming second in terms of fundraising. They've raised more than $30,000, and this was a really, really important photograph
right.
that I took for their social media site, which I've checked out.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt that it was fortuitous and fateful that I'd stopped. And then, of course, I started following them on Instagram, and now they're following me, and they've already messaged me back.
Mm.
So it's a pretty cool, weird story. So at first I was slightly peeved.
Yep.
But in, you know what? I'm really happy I did stop.
That goes from curmudgeonly to curing muscular dystrophy in 20 minutes. This just truly is a Christmas miracle. Look, it's been really, really nice having some time to actually hang out in person and do Loose Units in person. We've already started compiling a list of stories for our live shows in Melbourne. So we're really excited about that. And we've got some really cool stuff planned for later in the year. But in the meantime, if you want to check out Braden's knives, God, there's a weird sentence to say out loud, head across to our Facebook page. We have a Facebook discussion group. If you haven't already, hop onto Booktopia and grab a copy of Electric Blue for everyone you know, for Christmas, Father's Day, New Year's, Ramadan, whatever. And make sure you head across to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leave us a rating and a review, preferably a good one. That would be much appreciated. In the meantime, I'm Paul, that's John. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Loose Units, Loose Ends, and we will see you next week for part three of our look at the increasingly bizarre case of Melissa Caddick. See you soon.
Cheerio.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.